I caught you looking at me when we first boarded yesterday. You were standing at the railing in a line with the other deckhands, and I could almost feel your eyes following me as the stewardess showed us around the boat. I wasn't positive if it was me you were looking at. You just as easily could have been staring at one of my friends. But then this morning, while I was reading on the sun deck, I caught you again. You were in the doorway of the crew quarters and talking into your radio, saying something about tightening the lines. But you were looking straight at me. And even though you couldn't see my eyes through my sunglasses, I was definitely staring back.
Hey, are you going to get in the water? I know Sarah wants to go jet skiing, but I'm honestly kind of terrified. I might just lay out for a bit until we dock later. Or maybe I'll ask if we can go to one of those coves the captain was talking about. Hey. Hey, are you listening?
What? Oh, sorry. Not enough coffee this morning. Actually, I'm distracted because I can't stop staring at you. You're washing the outside of the windows, barefoot, your hair pulled up in a messy knot on top of your head. God, your shirt just barely contains your massive arms. And the lines of your calves are just... wow.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're staring at that cute deckhand again.
What? No, I'm not.
No, you totally are. It's kind of obvious.
Shh. Don't. Just shh.
Hey, that's what vacation is for, right? Nothing like a little spring fling. Especially since, you know.
What?
Okay, don't get mad, but this might be, you know, a good opportunity for you to forget about you-know-who.
Oh my god. I'm not still... I'm over him, okay? It was... what, 2 months ago? I'm fine.
Okay, okay. I'm just saying, it could be good for you.
Oh, what were you saying about the dock?
Swimming. Are you going to join?
Yeah, whatever. That sounds good. Okay. Maybe I'm not totally over being dumped the night I thought I was getting engaged, but I will be. Eventually. I guess she is right. Hooking up with a hot deckhand would definitely help me move on a little. It would at least be a distraction from these last few shitty months. I mean, that's not going to happen. You would probably get fired instantly if anyone found out you hooked up with a passenger. Plus, you're so, I don't know, muscular and handsome. Like in a Hercules kind of way. I've never really been with someone so rugged and physical. Now that I think of it, pretty much all of my past partners have been... what's the word? Knowledge workers? One worked in tech, another was in law school, and the most recent one worked at that art gallery. And... you spend all day on a luxury yacht, tightening lines, dropping anchors, and lifting heavy things, I guess. Basically, your body looks like a Greek sculpture, and it's new to me, but I'm into it.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back to the room and put on my swimsuit. And I'm just going to leave you and Mr. Deckhand alone here for a little while in case you want to, get to know each other a little better.
Oh my god. Mel, don't... You're the worst.
Have fun.
Okay. As embarrassing as Mel can be, I can see that she's doing me a favor by leaving me alone up here. Even if nothing's going to happen. You're still washing the windows, but you've moved on to the one closest to the table I'm at. Your back is to me, and...
Have I got something on my backside?
No.
I'm messing with you. Just saw you in the reflection. Looked like you might have had your eye on me.
Oh, yeah, wow. You can totally see everything I'm doing through the reflection on the window you're washing. Well, two can play at that game. Kinda like you did this morning? And yesterday?
Busted.
You turn away from the window and toss your sponge into a bucket at your feet. There's something careless about the way you move. You've got a slow, easy energy. Like you've got nothing to do. Nothing weighing you down.
I was trying not to be too obvious.
Yeah. Well, I'm observant.
This your first time on a charter boat?
Yeah. Actually, I'm a little out of my element, if you couldn't tell.
It's kind of obvious, yeah. Mostly because you keep saying, if that's okay, every time you ask for something.
Well, this was supposed to be my friend's parents' anniversary gift for themselves, but her dad broke his leg. So, since they weren't able to make it, me and Sarah get to take their place.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah, it's incredible. I'm not really used to being waited on hand and foot, which you noticed.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Most of our charter guests aren't nearly as, down-to-earth as you.
I can imagine you deal with some unpleasant guests.
Sometimes, yeah. People who feel like they deserve special treatment just because they can afford a vacation like this.
You're quiet for a moment, just looking out at the expanse of blue-green ocean surrounding us. I'm just now realizing how tall you are. You tower over me.
Well, anyway, I'll leave you be. Hey, let me know if you need anything, okay?
Hey, wait a second.
Yeah?
So, you were staring at me?
You're beautiful. I couldn't help myself.
Oh, wow. Okay, that was smooth. And, yeah, I'm a little flustered now. This? I was not expecting this.
What? Did you not know?
Know what?
How beautiful you are. That's a shame. I'd tell you every day if you were mine.
I'm taken aback by pretty much everything you've just said. Never mind being told I'm beautiful by a man who looks like he was chiseled out of stone, but talking about if I was his? It's just so bold. And I like it. You know, I just thought of something that I need.
What's that?
Well, they gave us a tour of the boat, but where do you sleep?
You really want to see it?
I feel like you're asking me something else. Something more than if I really want to see where the crew sleeps at night. I get up from my chair and down the last of my drink. I really do. I'm usually the one in charge when it comes to relationships. It feels like I'm always making the decisions. Where we're going to eat, what are we doing this weekend, all of it. This feels nice, having someone else lead. Letting you lead the way. You lead me down a set of narrow stairs. The galley, which I saw yesterday, is off to the left. To the right is the hall which leads to our guest rooms.
Keep going.
We continue down the stairs to the lowest deck. Your head is almost brushing the ceiling as we get off the last step. I can't tell if it's extra cramped down here, or if you're just that big.
And here we are.
Oh my God, it's tiny. You fit in that little bed?
Sort of.
It's hardly a room. More like a closet with a bed shoved inside. And down the hall, there's three other identical doors which, I'm guessing, lead to rooms just like yours.
It's not exactly a bedroom, but it works. It's the only crew cabin on board that doesn't have bunk beds.
Well, look at you. This whole room all to yourself? Impressive.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have a question for you.
Shoot.
You didn't just bring me down here to show off your tiny bedroom, did you?
No. I brought you down here so that I could do this.
You lean forward, and your broad chest pushes into me. You grab the door handle and pull it shut, enclosing us in this small space. I get a strong scent of salt and sea air as you lay your hands on my waist and bring us closer together. There's something so intense about the way you're looking down at me. The way your eyes flash with confidence, like you knew how this was going to go the moment you first saw me. Normally, that kind of cockiness would be a turnoff, but right now, it's really working out for you. You sit down on the edge of the bed. For the first time, you're looking up at me instead of the other way around. Your fingers play at the hem of my dress. Is this, part of your vacation package? A private session with the hottest deckhand? You don't want to talk anymore. That's fine. I get chatty when I'm nervous. And I can think of far better ways to be using my mouth right now.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.